This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will be in Menlo, Iowa later today and is expected to announce his steps his administration is taking to address rising gasoline prices across the country. His plan includes the Environmental Protection Agency issue an emergency waiver permitting year-round sales of E15 gasoline or ethanol gasoline. It should be noted ethanol gasoline burns dirtier and creates more ozone or smog in the atmosphere. As India has been soft on Russia for its invasion of Ukraine, President Biden and Prime Minister Modi conference called each other Monday. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki describes the conversation.
This was a constructive call. It was a productive call. It's a relationship that is vitally important to the United States and to the president. I would not see it as an adversarial call.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Soho Karen has learned her fate. Kenneth Burns reports.
The woman dubbed Soho Karen on social media has pleaded guilty to a hate crime charge. Mia Poncetto accused the black teenager of stealing her cell phone, attacking him at a New York hotel in December 2020. Turned out the phone was left in an Uber and later returned to her. Poncetto's attorney, Paul D'Amelia, praised Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg for finding what he described as a thoughtful and empathetic approach to an unfortunate misunderstanding.
She has been great, has led an exemplary life since the last, I believe, year and a half since this happened. So hopefully we could put this behind us and keep going.
If she stays out of trouble for the next 2 years, she could plead down to a misdemeanor. If not, Poncetto faces up to 4 years in prison.
Spokesperson John Kirby says the Pentagon is closely monitoring social media reports claiming Russian forces deployed chemical weapons in Mariupol, Ukraine. Moscow has a long history of using chemical weapons in conflicts. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Windows 11 taskbar is staying locked in place on the next Windows operating system, at least for the time being. While many have complained about the inability to move the taskbar on Windows 11, the company does not plan to give people the option to reposition it anytime soon. Windows Core Experiences at Microsoft recently announced the reason the taskbar is not adjustable and the argument that moving the UI element would be a large undertaking. WCE also said the fact that the feature is not in high demand is another reason. President Biden on Monday announced a new measure to expand the definition of a firearm to include ghost guns. Those are guns made with 3D printer technology.
Folks, a felon, a terrorist, a domestic abuser can go from a gun kit to a gun in as little as 30 minutes. Buyers aren't required to pass background checks because guns have no serial numbers, these guns. When they show up at a crime scene, they can't be traced. I've already made clear that I want cities, states, counties, and tribes to use some of the $350 billion we sent to them in the American Rescue Plan that I wrote in the first month to reduce gun violence, hire police officers for community policing, pay police overtime, purchase crime-fighting technologies, They were given the money. They can do it. Spend it.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we're committed to, but we need all hands on deck. I mean, everybody in such a way that we overwhelm that small minority of loud voices, that cancel culture that wants to do everything, including destroying this democratic republic that we've come to know and love. Most of us, I know some have been indoctrinated otherwise, but they just don't know better. And this is where we find ourselves, is that sometimes you just don't know what you don't know. Al Parada is with us. He's the managing editor of Stream.org. Al, how you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing on this day?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You know, talk about not knowing what we don't know. And I don't know if I told you the story, but and I may have shared it with the audience before, so forgive me if it's a repeat, but it seems to be fitting again. And that is that, you know, when I went into the Marine Corps, they picked us up in San Diego at the Greyhound bus station, 87 of us to take us to MCRD in San Diego. And the guys on the bus were cutting up and thinking they were all cute and funny and everything like that. And the two accompanying Marines, I think it was a Lance Corporal and a Corporal, you know, looked up and I noticed that they just kind of looked at us and were just shaking their head. Like, these knuckleheads have no idea what they're about to experience. And, of course, they knew something we didn't, right? And sure enough, we get to MCRD, and we're met by these drill instructors yelling and cussing at us in ways that we have never heard before. I mean, it was get off the bus, get back on the, get off the, get back on. We went through that drill a little bit to let everybody know that they were in charge. They were large and in charge, and we weren't. And we had a few seconds to submit, you know, under threat that something worse was going to occur. And then we were to stand in these yellow footprints. But the point being is that these escorts knew something we didn't. And especially those guys that were cutting up thinking they were being all funny and cute and everything. And they were shocked to find out. And so here we are in today's world. We don't know what's happening. Some of us know in part, and we just kind of shake our heads at the people how blind they are to the reality. I mean, you still have a percentage of people, Al, thinking that you know, Putin caused all the inflation and all the problems that we're experiencing in America. We have roughly, you know, 30% más o menos of America thinking that Joe Biden is doing an outstanding job. And I'm going, how and where? What? How do you come up with that? Help me understand. Because you got 70% of the country having a lot of pain here in River City, and this 30% thinks that all is well here in planet Earth. Pretty crazy, huh?
Pretty crazy. Yeah, I mean, you wonder how many of those 30% are like the OJ jurors. They think he was guilty, but they still voted the other way.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, you know, there's part of that party loyalty thing probably thrown in there. And again, you know, if you're polling, you know, dead people like some of, like Biden's voters, you know, you poll some of the dead people as part of your polling to be accurate. You know, you can also interpret what the dead people are saying as a support for Biden. So,
you have to flat out just ignore the truth, and that's what the Democrats are counting on. And this is why we look forward to November and say, man, there is a shellacking coming unless, you know, the American people are greatly surprised with a shellacking like what we experienced in 2020, a shellacking of lies and manipulation.
Yeah. I'm guessing it's going to be a cleaner election. B, it's going to be so overwhelming. There's only so much you can cheat. And But you made a point about the knowledge and the lack of knowledge, and that's important because this is a way that the administration gets away with things. Like, if I can do a quick example, if you're here yesterday, the story broke that Joe Biden signed or did letters of recommendation for a Chinese businessman's two kids, and the White House says, he did it when he was a private citizen. That has nothing to do with Joe, you know, Hunter Biden's business associate. Is it when he's a private citizen? Well, no. The businessman is the guy that Hunter Biden met with when Hunter Biden flew with Joe Biden to China in 2014. On Air Force Two when he was vice president. That's when Joe Biden met this guy when he was vice president. That's when Hunter made his huge deals with China, one of his huge deals with China, with this guy. So he was in business with Biden, Inc. in 2013. The fact that the kids made it to college age, you know, and needed the letters in 2017 when Biden was, you know, out of office is irrelevant to the fact that this was a Joe Biden business partner.
Mm-hmm.
When Joe Biden was vice president.
Exactly.
That's the way, if you don't know the backstory, when Miss White House speaks,
Psaki,
person says,
she
says something like, oh, this is when he was a private citizen.
Right.
You just dismiss it, and then you go on Twitter, oh, this is when he was a private citizen. This is when he was a private citizen.
Yeah.
Without knowing the backstory. We need to share with people the backstory and the full story.
Well, you see, and the thing is I don't know about you, but I've had it with Twitter. I've had it with Facebook, the whole lot of them, you know, that are doing everything they can to obliterate our First Amendment right to free speech. There's got to be an end to this. I know that some people hoped for just a nanosecond that Elon Musk might be the redeemer of free speech when he bought up just short of 10% of Twitter. And that's gone back and forth on the board, not on the board. Of course, now he's not going to be on the board. And because even rich people and very wealthy people are beholden to somebody, right? And you found out that even Elon Musk is vulnerable to that old axiom.
Yeah, and the good news is he still has the ability to buy more and gain more power and do a hostile takeover. I mean, when you're the richest guy in the world, you can pretty much do what you want, I guess. But so there's still an idea there. But what was funny was that he said, I want more free speech. I like free speech. And the Twitter people panicked.
Yes.
They're like, oh my gosh, the democracy is in danger. If you have somebody who preaches, you know, for free, wants us to have free speech, we're not going to be able to control what people say.
Yeah. Somebody's going to come in and move my cheese. See, it's all about moving their cheese. And they're upset about it. Yeah, exactly. I mean, the same thing happened to Vindman and these ambassadors overseas and these representatives. You know, they're all, you know, crying and pitching a fuss, you know, like a bunch of spoiled employees. It's like, wait a minute, you have a boss. You're not the boss, right?
We're the boss. We pay your salary.
Exactly. Well, so we think. But actually, the fact of the matter is we only think it in part, but we need to know it because it is codified in our U.S. Constitution, more than anything that Joe Biden is doing by executive order or what Barack Obama did. In the law is the fact that we, the people, govern the government. And if we relinquish our rightful authority, hey, you get the multi-tiered elite process that we're frustrated over and we're dealing with. But that doesn't mean that it always has to be that way, Al Parada.
No. If we fight, we win. When people stand up, we win.
Yeah, exactly. And look what the mothers of Virginia, the mothers in San Francisco, what they're teaching us exactly to that point. If we fight, we win. We've got more from Al Parada. Stay with us. It's just about 15 after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. More and more listeners in India are tuning in daily to hear about Christ in their heart languages, which are the languages they were born to speak. Spreading the good news through radio broadcasts in their heart languages. And then, when listeners ask for more information, being able to provide Bibles and literature in that language makes the gospel message much more personal and easier to embrace. Currently, the Tide Ministry has 9 different radio programs in 8 indigenous languages in India. The truth is that we serve a global God, and if we're to share the truth about God around the world, we need to utilize the best methods of doing so, which includes sharing the gospel in heart languages. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than $1 a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Al Parada is with us, managing editor of Stream.org. Al, what a weekend. You know, the Masters, it is always, as they say, a tradition like none other and memorable. You just never know what's going to come out of the Masters. And I will say this for somebody who is blessed to have an opportunity to play at Augusta. I love golf, and try to get some golf in on a weekly basis when I can. But no doubt one of the highlights of my life was having the opportunity to play there. I tell my friends that if you can imagine, it's like you're playing inside of a painting. The place is so magnificent. The colors are so bold and illustrious. And then as you're walking the grounds, you're going, man, I'm walking the fairways where Hogan and every Palmer, Nicklaus, anybody you can think of, the greats of golf, Bobby Jones. I mean, here you are. You're walking. You're going over the Saracen Bridge, in that magical par three that, crushed so many people's dreams, including this time around. And, the same thing with Jordan Spieth, that fateful par three in the water. Amazing. But, a lot to be drawn out of it. No doubt the people were inspired and just elated to have Tiger Woods in the field, right?
Yeah, and in a sense, it was his most impressive Masters, or maybe the one came back for the back surgery. But when he was a machine, he was such a cold, calculating machine. He was the greatest ever at it. There wasn't an emotional connection, but this time, he's in his 40s. He's
46 years old. Yeah.
46 years old with a leg that had to be reconstructed, like Steve Austin and $6 million man. And to even when they thought, a year ago, they thought maybe but they thought the leg might have to be amputated.
Exactly.
So the idea of him even playing a round of golf with his kid was a long shot. Mm-hmm. The idea to play at the Masters and make the cut. That is as impressive as anything he's ever done in his career, which is as the greatest golfer ever. So, and it's inspiration. There's an inspiration there, just that grit, and prayer and hard work and, good surgeons too. But the grit it was just very inspirational to see. You got a little teary when you saw the clips of him teeing off.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and as he walked the course, 5-6 miles of walking, and that course is not a flat course. It's a hilly course. And it can take its toll, and you definitely saw it after the second round, because you had winds on top of it. Again, here's somebody that has a reconstructed leg, and oh yes, let's not forget his fused back on top of it. it's like, This is incredible. But then, of course, then you have the number one player, Scottie Scheffler. That's another story of inspiration, of a team, just like Tiger, a support team and a family that is behind him, that has been behind this young prodigy, since an early age.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, there's so much garbage going on in the world. To have a weekend or have a few hours where you're like watching in a beautiful, like you said, a beautiful setting. Watching it, it's a beautiful sport. Playing it for me, I'm like, I wouldn't be walking the fairways where, Hogan and Nicklaus walked. I'd be over where the birds are in the rough somewhere,
Well, because you've always been a hooker. You see, you got to quit hooking the ball,
Okay. Yeah.
That's a course you got to slice. You got to play a gentle slice most ways. Although, number 10, you need a good little hook there, but you can't get carried away. I've seen Tiger in the woods there more than once.
That too is an inspiration for the, bad golfers like me. Like, even Tiger Woods can hit one into the woods,
Right. I know, and Scheffler four putts 18. So it's like, okay, well, my three putt, by comparison, is nothing, but
that's what makes the sport so maddening. It's like other sports you can get, like I played tennis, but I started playing golf until I couldn't get over a particular creek at a particular course, no matter what happened. And at least in golf and tennis, you mess up, you got a couple more chances in that game, because you have. Or it might do a weird bounce and still end up on the right side of the court, right side on the other side, and play. This golf, you mess up a whole hole with one shot.
Yes.
It's maddening, but it's also beautiful because then you hit that shot that goes right onto the green, and you're like, this is the greatest sport ever. This is the greatest thing ever.
Exactly.
It's a beautiful thing.
Well, without a doubt. Let's talk about the encouraging report of this J6 acquittal. You say that could open the door for further acquittals. Tell us about this.
Yeah. So last week, a judge acquitted New Mexican engineer Matthew Martin on the four misdemeanor charges associated with J6. And the judge in that case did something that was actually common sense. It was basically, of course, this guy thought he wasn't trespassing because the video shows the police – the people who would stop him, the police, weren't stopping him and seemed to be waving him through.
Exactly.
And so, and that's the fact. There's so many of these defendants who they didn't, you know, they thought they were doing the same, you know, nothing different than, oh, the people who took over the Wisconsin State House or came into the Wisconsin State House. There's nothing unusual when the police are, like, letting you in.
Mm-hmm.
Of course you're going to think you're okay there. But no, now these people – jammed in jail, but here a judge finally used some common sense and recognized the reality of the situation and acquitted him. And this is an inspiration to others who are waiting trial, including there's another gentleman whose name escapes me, who was set to plea. He'd already agreed to do a plea deal, plead guilty,
yes,
and changed his plea. He's not going to do it after this. He's going to fight it. And it's like, good, fight it.
Well, good. Yeah, and we had... The 35-year-old young man, the pressure of it all, he succumbed to it.
Yes.
And his parents said it broke his heart. And, you know, and I were talking about this off air, is that so many not-so-good things can happen when you lose hope. And here's somebody who is a citizen, who believes in the Constitution, goes to D.C., to protest a suspicious election that a majority of Americans agree with, that it was funky, that there's something not right about this whole voting count and everything that happened with it. They just sense in their gut that there's something wrong about it.
Yeah.
And this young man was overwhelmed finally. I mean, having endured solitary confinement, the threats, and you know these prosecutors, they're coming at him full force as they are with all the other J6, incarcerated, and some haven't even been charged officially. And by the way, nobody has been charged with insurrection, though the media irresponsibly uses that term. That is a very dangerous word, and it's very reckless and irresponsible for them to do it. But these prosecutors put full force on this young man, crushed his spirit, and took away his hope out to where he just ended up committing suicide.
Yeah, and the fact that he was, you know, somebody who loved America enough to go there on January 6th, having the government betray him in such a way, with a dual standard of justice, that had to be heartbreaking as well. My government is doing this to me. The government of the nation I love is doing this to me. But if I burn down a police station in Minneapolis, I'm fine.
Yeah, if I'm participating with Black Lives Matter and do $4 billion worth of damage, that's okay. And, of course, you and I talked about this earlier. Originally, the estimate was maybe $100,000. Now it's crawled up to $1 million worth of damage on January 6th, which is a bunch of bunk. I want to see the true accounting of exactly how much damage took place on January 6th.
Yeah.
Just one citizen asking for accountability. Yeah. That's all.
Show me the bill.
Al Parada, thank you, pal.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fix at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will be in Menlo, Iowa later today and is expected to announce his steps his administration is taking to address rising gasoline prices across the country. His plan includes the Environmental Protection Agency issue an emergency waiver permitting year-round sales of E15 gasoline or ethanol gasoline. It should be noted ethanol gasoline burns dirtier and creates more ozone or smog in the atmosphere. As India has been soft on Russia for its invasion of Ukraine, President Biden and Prime Minister Modi conference called each other Monday. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki describes the conversation.
This was a constructive call. It was a productive call. It's a relationship that is vitally important to the United States and to the president. I would not see it as an adversarial call.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Well, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved a new therapy, Pluvicto, I hope I'm saying that correctly, for the treatment of adults with a certain type of advanced cancer called prostate-specific membrane antigen-positive metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer. It's a mouthful, and we're going to refer to it as MCRPC. Now, this type of prostate cancer is spread to other parts of the body, making it metastatic, and it is progressing after treatment with other anticancer therapies. Now, here to tell us more about it is the medical director, Dr. Oliver Sartor, and we also have a clinical trial participant, Vanu LaCour Jr., who's going to be joining us as well to tell us more about it. Dr. Sartor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Delighted to be here. Thanks for having us.
Okay, I obviously all these names are kind of hard to pronounce, easy for you because you deal with it every day. So let's straighten out and make sure we get the details clear for our audience. You know, tell us about advanced prostate cancer and your experience working with people living with MCRPC.
Well, so I'm a physician that specializes in advanced prostate cancer. I've been doing it since 1990. And it turns out that we've had a lot of progress in this disease, but I think this new Pluvicto FDA approval is a really interesting one. It's mechanistically different from all that have preceded it. And yes, you're right, it is a bit of a mouthful. It's a metastatic CRPC, and then you have to have prior therapies with novel hormones and chemotherapy and PSMA PET positivity. I can go into any of those details. But let me stop for a second and let me hear the ones that I can clarify best for you.
Okay. Well, go ahead, doctor, and break it down for us and help us understand, because, we're talking advanced prostate cancer, and there is a reason that it does get advanced. Men are slow in responding and getting treatment. I know when I was dealing with it, I was very vigilant about it, and I was on about a 7-year journey and then ended up having to have some prostate cancer treatment myself. Thank God, my oncologist told me that he thought that I was so far along and my numbers were such that he thought for sure it had metastasized, but thank God it had stayed within the capsule, so I didn't have too many complications. But advanced prostate cancer is a problem that, we could probably go a long way just by, taking it more seriously and being more vigilant about it earlier, right?
Absolutely, and I do want to call it out for a minute to consider PSA testing, which is screening for prostate cancer, not on this topic of Pluvicto, but just in general. I think men ought to get their PSA, and I think early diagnosis translates into more probability of successful treatment, plus more options. So that's a little bit different. Let's go back to Pluvicto, if you don't mind, for a second, and I can tell you
please.
About it.
Okay.
So this is a molecularly targeted radiation. There's something on the surface of cells called PSMA in the majority of prostate cancer cells, and that's prostate-specific membrane antigen. And what this particular drug, Pluvicto, does, it has a targeted radiation. So it's a little molecule that has radiation attached to it in the form of something called lutetium-177. You inject it in the vein. You get one injection every 6 weeks for up to a total of 6 treatments. And it turns out that led to a prolongation in survival in the clinical trials, and the FDA approved it about 2 weeks ago now. FDA approval, of course, critical, because now it means it should be available throughout the United States in these upcoming weeks and months.
Well, Dr. Sartor, what about people who have prostate cancer but it hasn't metastasized? Is this drug, can it work for people with, with a non-metastatic cancer?
Well, we don't know yet. We haven't done those clinical trials. So those clinical trials are going to be moving forward. And as many times, this should probably be obvious, initially in cancer, we often study the most difficult first. If we demonstrate activity in these very difficult advanced patients who've already been under chemotherapy, advanced hormonal treatments, and still have metastatic disease, and find out it's PSMA PET positive, well, then, if it's active in that setting, we can often move it up closer to the front and have less advanced disease patients being tested in clinical trials.
Exactly. Well, Vanu LaCour Jr. is with us. He is a patient. Vanu, good to have you with us. Can you tell us about your experience with advanced prostate cancer?
Sure, I'd be glad to. And I really appreciate your attitude, because that's kind of been mine. Stay positive. And make sure you get treatments and consult with your doctor. I was diagnosed initially in 2007, had the surgery, it was cancer-free for 8 years, and it reappeared, and it was went into my bones and populated my whole skeletal frame. I received some treatment from different oncologists, and they worked with me trying to get the PSA down to a more acceptable level. When those were exhausted, then I was referred to Dr. Sartor, and he enrolled me in his clinical study program parallel to a trial he was also doing, and I was able to receive the medicine, and then medicine brought the PSA down and to where it needed to be. And that's basically my story. But I like your attitude about, being positive, being upbeat. Don't be in denial.
Yeah,
get
exactly.
Get the treatment.
Right. Well, and the thing is, for you especially, we look at our PSA, we're looking at those numbers. I do to this day. I mean, I'm what is it now, 9 years removed, and my PSA number is still staying, you know, where it should be. I had radiation treatment. I don't know if you had yours totally removed, and there's still some argument and debate which one is better. I chose to go by way of radiation and had 56 radiation treatments. And so after you go through something like that, Benny, like you've gone through, you keep your eye on your PSA, and especially, I got to imagine for you, here you are, you know, knowing that it is metastasized, and then you find something that works and start sending the numbers down like it was. Hallelujah, right?
Right on, right on. And you know, it depends on the patient and what degree the doctor determined that it, which treatment is best. I mean, I had the option of different treatments, but my cancer was at the point where it needed to be taken out because it was too large, and then it was hard, and you know, and the prostate was swollen.
Right.
And so the decision was to take it out rather than do some of the other treatments, because the risks would increase if you didn't do the right thing. I wanted to get the cancer out of my body. It was my main objective, and that's what I did.
Yeah, and I understand that to be the case with most people. We're talking with Banu LaCour Jr. He is a patient. He's gone through a clinical trial, just shared his story, and also with the medical director, Dr. Oliver Sartor, who was the lead on the clinical trial. Dr. Sartor, I think it's encouraging for people to hear, even though somebody's cancer has gone, has metastasized, that there's still hope. And this is what is so important to hear Vanu's testimony.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I think is important for patients to hear is even when it metastasizes, there are new treatments coming out. You know, I started in this game about 30 years ago, and I'm telling you, the progress that we have seen has been nothing short of amazing. You know, when I started out in 1990, we had no treatments that could prolong survival for advanced prostate cancer other than that initial hormonal treatment. And today, we have many different types of we have chemotherapies, more than one type of chemotherapies. We have intravenous radiation, the new Pluvicto, of course. We have novel hormones. We've made a lot of progress in the disease. So even if you have advanced prostate cancer, don't give up. Keep working. And consider clinical trials, by the way. Clinical trials can often be your best hope if you've sort of exhausted your normal therapy.
This gives people a lot of hope. We appreciate all the information. Where can our listeners go for more information?
Well, Pluvicto.com is really a good place. It's a good website. It gives a lot of information, and I think Pluvicto.com is a good place to go for more information.
Well, Dr. Oliver Sartor and Vanu LaCour Jr., thank you so much for the time. Appreciate the information. Take care.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. 6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got Dr. Greg Smalley joining us. He's the Vice President of Marriage and Family Formation at Focus on the Family. Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Good, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, looking forward to this conversation. I'll tell you, a lot to be made after the slap that was heard around the world. People are still talking about it. I think the reason they're still talking about it is because they're kind of trying to understand what the heck happened, huh?
That, and is that how we stand up for our spouse? And I know that was a big part of what, actually, I showed Aaron the video to go, now, what would you have wanted me to do in that same situation? And when I think about what happened, and again, I get that Will's totally apologized. He's owning the mistake. He knows he did the wrong thing. I love his heart behind it. Just totally disagreed with how he behaved. So we get all that. What I think significant and what's helped me and my wife Erin is it's helped me to kind of distinguish between there are times that, what's the difference between standing by our spouse and standing up for our spouse? What Will Smith did was standing up. That's when we jump in to take over, to protect, to defend in some way when our spouse is being hurt or disrespected, whatever. But there's also, though, it's important to understand what does stand by Aaron, my wife, really look like. And as I begin to think about all this, I think standing by, it answers the question that every spouse has is, will you be there for me when it matters most? Standing by Aaron means that I'm her wingman. That yes. I want her to know that I am always loyal to you. I'm on your side. I'm there. I'm never going to, as God says, leave you or forsake you. That I've got your back. And I want her to have that confidence that she knows that I'm her teammate. I'm her helpmate. I'm there with her. And so standing by is we cultivate that security and trust that I'm with you till the end. Then there are going to be moments where we have to decide what is standing then up. How in this particular situation do I need maybe to protect? And I think all of us go, yeah, it's probably if someone says a disparaging comment, you probably don't want to physically hit them. So I think we can all figure that out. But I think where this shows up more is with our children and with extended family in-laws. For example, when my now 21-year-old son, when he was a teenager, Aaron and Garrison, just, you know, they had those moments where Garrison was testing how much could he get away with, you know, where's the boundary, the line that mom will draw. I think every mom goes through that with her teenage son. And this one time, I jumped in. And I took over when they were having a discussion, and later on, Aaron did this privately. Aaron said, you know what? She goes, thank you for having my back. However, in that situation, you stepping in like that, it really is disempowering me. Our son is going to know that ultimately it's dad who's going to draw the boundaries with him. And he needs to know that I will do that too. And I remember thinking, oh man, I didn't even think about that.
Exactly.
I said, well, what would you have wanted me to do? And she said, I would have wanted you to position yourself literally as my wingman, back and a little bit off to my side, to where he knows that we're united, but it's still me engaging with him. And that's always, that's the question. I asked women around our office, hey, do you want your husband to do what Will Smith did? And most of the women were going, no, because that would have totally disempowered me. They would have wanted, you know, Jada, his wife, to maybe speak later on in for herself. But it is a great discussion that helped Aaron and I kind of think that through in our marriage.
Yeah, and I think the other thing to consider here, Greg, and I think this is what some of the questions are, is that, and I go back to when Jesus was being slapped, and he asked the people that were slapping him, so what manner of evil did you expect to come out of me? And, you know, and this is something that goes in that's a little bit deeper, is that what happened there, was it a manifestation of an injured marriage? And that's why it was demonstrated in that degree. What we would hope, ideally, like you said, that as you and Aaron are working out through things, the rest of us would hope that we would reflect the righteousness of God in our marriage. But understanding we're human beings and we're fallen. But it's like sometimes the wrong thing gets expressed. I mean, you trying to come alongside Aaron, you know, like in the story that you were, I'd probably do the same thing. That would be my natural inclination. And like you, I wouldn't necessarily think that I was supplanting her authority. Oh, wow, you know, but as she expresses herself, you say, wow, I guess I did do that. I'm sorry. And, you know, I that's something I need to work on. And don't hold back in letting me know if I am, you know, supplanting your authority, and that I will try to be that wingman as you will try to be the wingman, wingwoman for me, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the value of us all watching what Will Smith did was to hopefully it can open up some conversation between the spouses to go, what should I have done in that situation? What would you have liked? What happens or areas in our marriage do you feel maybe that I'm not standing up for you, or I'm not standing by you? And I'm telling you, Bill, where this will most likely show up, like I said, is with our children, because they're great at dividing us, and
yes,
with in-laws. Those are probably, most of us will probably never have to encounter what Will Smith had to figure out, maybe. But most of us, though, are going to have to deal with that within our parenting, within our relationship with our extended family. And I walked into a family reunion one time, and an uncle who will not be named, he literally came up to me and he goes, oh, patted my belly and goes, oh, it looks like someone's been eating well. Now, Aaron was standing right there, and I loved that she literally stood in between, got in between us, and redirected this uncle, this nutty uncle of mine, to something else. And, And I've always told her that's one of my favorite examples of how you stood up for me in a situation, because you deflected this guy from making another comment about my weight. And little thing, but I'm telling you, that's where this really matters. I always want Erin to feel that I'm always standing by her. I've got your back.
Exactly.
I'm with you till the end. Help me to know what it looks like when you want me to intervene and stand up for you in a situation. And we have those conversations. If we're going to visit family, how can I best stand up for you if something happens with your dad or with this family member? And talk that through, and that's how you guys can then really function as a team.
Yeah, without a doubt. You have to anticipate those bumps and bruises, especially when you go into combat zones, zones you're not used to. And plus, on top of that, you get the natural human inclination of people want to pull you down. I mean, you and Erin have a strong relationship, and people want to test it.
Right.
Just to prove that, you see, it's not as strong. You know, these Christians, these so-called Christians think they've got their acts all together and stuff. And the healthiest of marriages are going to be attacked. But again, we're encouraged. And I guess the big takeaway of what happened between Will and Jada is something that we can benefit all and say, okay, where's the standing in our marriage? Are we defending? Are we the wingmen and the wing woman that we need each other to be in our marriage? Because, strong, healthy marriages are an anathema to the current culture at large, much less our family members, right?
Absolutely. What a difference that a healthy marriage will make, showing people what that can look like. Just the other day, my 14-year-old daughter, upset with mom, comes to me complaining, and how I stood up for Erin in that moment is I said, Annie, I want to hear your heart here. I know you're hurting, but let me tell you, your mom loves you, and you have an amazing mom. Just saying that to her reinforced that I'm going to stand up for my wife, and you've got an amazing mom. Now tell me how you're feeling, and how can I listen to you? But those are things that Erin and I have talked through, going, you know, because remember, your kids are going to do that. They're going to come and gripe about the other parent, and you might get sucked into that. But what is, so ask, when our kids do that, how can I best stand up so they know that we are a united team? And trust me, your spouse can give good direction on what that looks like. But look for the areas where they don't feel stood up for within your marriage. That's the places that I really want to pay attention to.
Well, and we look for that sweet spot that makes it win-win for everybody. I mean, you having that calm demeanor, you know, toward Annie, allowing her to express herself, but reminding her again, who her mother is. Because sometimes we get so emotional that we start, you know, doing that stinking thinking that Zig Ziglar used to say, and we start mischaracterizing the person who loves us and that we love. And, nothing good comes out of that rough spot, does it?
It doesn't. And I love to encourage people, as far as grace goes in our marriage, one way that can look like in a marriage is when you choose to see who your spouse has been over the course of your marriage versus how they're showing up in that moment. In other words, you know, Erin and I have a hard interaction and I'm offended or I'm hurt. If I allow that moment to then define, you know, who Erin is, then, yeah, like you're saying, that stinking thinking, all that starts to go on. Versus if I go, man, I don't like how she showed up, but look who she's been for me for 30 years. That's what's true about her.
Amen. Greg Smalley, as always, you're a joy. Thank you, brother. Take care. God bless.
Thank you.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains, and she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. Frustrated?